Jim Shooter has died at age 73. Marvel returns to newsstands. Invincible compendium line expands. This is Comic Book Club News for July 2nd, 2025. Jim Shooter, a comic book writer, editor, and publisher known for, among other things, a stint as editor-in-chief of Marvel Comics, has died at age 73. The news was revealed via writer Mark Waid's Facebook page, where he noted that Shooter has been battling esophageal cancer for some time. Born in Pittsburgh in 1951, Shooter became enamored of comics while in the hospital, and decided at age 12 to get a job at DC Comics. Shockingly, after submitting stories he wrote and drew at age 13, a year later, DC hired him to write Superman and Supergirl. The then 14-year-old wrote for both Action Comics and Adventure Comics, and went on to create numerous characters for the future set Legion of Superheroes. In 1967, Shooter left his mark on history with artist Kurt Swan when they introduced the first foot race between Superman and the Flash. In 1969, after getting accepted into NYU, Shooter was also offered a job at Marvel. He quit NYU and DC Comics and began to work for Marvel, rising up the ranks until in 1978 he was promoted to editor-in-chief. With Stan Lee headed to the West Coast to supervise animation and follow his TV dreams, Shooter was mostly left alone to manage the comics. During his 9-year run as EIC, while he was knocked for having a dictatorial managerial style, he also oversaw multiple lauded runs. Chris Claremont and John Byrne on X-Men, Walt Simonson on Thor, and Frank Miller on Daredevil, among many others. In addition, his contribution to comic book marketing can't be understated. During his tenure as EIC, he launched Dazzler No. 1, a book that was sold direct to comic book stores, changing the way the market worked. And in helping launch Secret Wars in 1984, he helped create the modern comic book crossover, something that continues to dominate mainstream comics today. Also while at Marvel, he launched the creator-owned line Epic, as well as the less successful New Universe line of books. On the other hand, he reportedly alienated multiple creators, and famously forbade John Byrne from allowing the character of Northstar to be revealed as gay. Even worse, he did introduce two gay characters in Marvel Comics in The Rampaging Hulk number 23 in 1980, who both attempted to rape Bruce Banner, aka the Hulk, in a YMCA. The story has been widely criticized as extremely homophobic. In 1987, Shooter was fired from Marvel only to return as an investor in early Valiant Comics. He was also kicked out of Valiant in 1992, going on to found the appropriately named Defiant Comics, and then in 1995, Broadway Comics, an arm of Broadway Video. Over the years, Shooter has returned to his old publishers, including a run on Legion of Superheroes in 2007, and even returned to the Valiant characters in 2010. While his career was often mired in controversy and very public spats, he also won an Eagle Award in 1979, an Inkpot Award in 1980, and in 2012 was named an ambassador for the Inkwell Awards, which lasted until his passing. While his life was complicated and his career mired in controversy, his impact is also undeniable. Comic books just would not be the same without Jim Shooter. Rest in peace. Marvel Comics is heading back to newsstands with what they're calling a Fantastic Four Bookazine. Available starting on Friday, July 4th, the collection will be available wherever magazines are sold, and of course helps tee up the new movie in theaters later this month. Included in the floppy will be three introductory issues. Fantastic Four No. 60 from 2002 by Mark Waid and Mike Ruengo. Fantastic Four 570 from 2009 by Jonathan Hickman and Dale Eaglesham. And Fantastic Four No. 1 from 2022 by Ryan North and Iben Coelho. In addition, the bookazine will include an Alex Ross illustrated origin for the team, behind-the-scenes peeks at the movie, and a code to unlock over $30 in free digital comics continuing the storylines on the Marvel Unlimited app. Now for the only challenge, figuring out where they're still selling magazines. As we've covered here on the podcast before, Skybound's line of Invincible compendiums have been perennial bestsellers, years after the series itself wrapped up from Image Comics. So it's a no-brainer that the line would expand with two Invincible Universe titles, Tech Jacket and The Astounding Wolfman. Tech Jacket is created by Robert Kirkman and E.J. Sue, and after debuting in his own miniseries, headed to the pages of Invincible. That was followed by a new series by Joe Keating and Carrie Randolph. The Tech Jacket compendium will collect Tech Jacket 1 through 8, Tech Jacket Digital 1 through 3, and the 2013 Tech Jacket 1 through 12, and focus on, quote, the origins of high school student Zach Thompson as the galaxy's most unexpected hero. It will also include a new cover by Sue and Dave McKagg. As for the Astounding Wolfman compendium, it collects the Astounding Wolfman number 1 through 25 and Invincible 57 from Kirkman and Jason Howard. For the title, it focuses on a man named Gary Hampton who is mauled by a werewolf and then becomes a werewolf. That's pretty much the whole thing, except he's also a superhero. Tech Jacket compendium and the Astounding Wolfman compendium will both hit stores on November 19. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. Also, you're gonna have to find a magazine store that's open on July 4th, so that should be fun. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.